Hi. Here we are again. Another day. Another day. Yesterday was, it was fast moving, but it was good. I could tell. I'm like, I really have no clue what I'm doing. I just keep putting one foot in front of the other because it feels right. And I think if I just keep going, this will all work out. And it did. And then towards the end of the day, I got a nice gut punch, not physically, metaphorically. And then, you know, that was before dance class. So that's always kind of fun to go into class thinking like, I forgot the tablet. So I set all up and I went to log on to be like, hi Zoomers. Oh, and I just left the class and came back to my house and got my tablet and went back. I wasn't late because I always give myself tons of time. But anyway, it was just kind of one of those days. Kind of one of those all the things days. And a part of that day, I was talking to a friend that came over. And she has a business idea. She has a business plan. I don't know about it yet. I will. And she's got someone interested and backing her, right? She's got someone ready and, you know, willing to invest in her and her dreams. And she looks at me and she's like, what is wrong with me? Why haven't I done it? Why haven't I taken advantage of this opportunity that's right here? What am I doing? And I said, oh, you're just controlling the speed at which your life changes. And then I immediately said, let me tell you about my birth stories. So now, let me tell you about my birth stories. I'll just tell you what comes up. So Olive's my firstborn, and I thought my water had broken at home, and I was having contractions, and so I went to the birth place, and after a visit from someone I know who I love very much, my mom had passed away at this point, and so this woman has always filled my mom cup. She's a mom. She's a mom to everybody, and she's always been like a pseudo mom to me, and especially in that moment when here I am having my first child, I don't have my mom with me, and in she comes. And so I have a good cry with her, a nice release. She leaves and I'm in, here I go. It's time. In fact, she didn't really have time. She left. I didn't even have time to get back in the bed or anything like that. I immediately realized a baby's going to fall out of me. It's going to fall out. So it's going to fall out. You need to get a nurse in here, because my birth plan was like, leave me alone. I don't need anybody. Don't call me. I'll call you. So I was like, call a nurse because the baby's going to fall out. And so I was holding on to the edge of the bed. I was up on my tippy toes and I was clenching every muscle I had to hold my baby in so it wouldn't fall on the floor. And I don't know why no one else seemed to be, concerned. With this, the nurse put a chuck underneath me. A chuck is like a big pad, you know, like a, I don't know, maybe a puppy pad, what you get for a puppy to pee on if you do that kind of thing. I used to use newspaper, but I didn't even do that with Grace. We just took her outside. It's so funny how things change, huh? Anyway, from puppy training, back to the birth stories. Good morning, neighbor. So I am convinced, finally, the nurse convinces me to let go. Let go. And I let go and got ready for someone to catch my baby, and my water broke. I guess I never really thought about all the water, and I would have known that at home my water hadn't broken if I really thought about all the water that's in there. I'd only sprung a small leak at home. And so what I thought was my baby was, you know, my water. And you can hold that in. You can hold that in if you think it's a baby. Did you know that? So that's really something cool about me. I held my water in thinking it was a baby. So after that, it's go time. I lay on my side. I'm looking out the window. I've got my midwife. I've got Will. And I'm pretty much kind of zoning them out. I'm tuning them out. And I can feel these contractions and that urge to bear down. And for about an hour, I'd say, I just kind of, I pushed a little when I had to, and then I let it subside. I stayed on my side. And what are those exercises called? Like clamshells? If you think about laying on your side with your knees together, bent a little bit. And then if you thought about keeping, you know, maybe keeping your ankles together and just opening your knees a little bit. I think that's called a clamshell. Opens like a clamshell. So for like an hour, I was just kind of clamshelling. I didn't feel safe to like open my legs and push a baby out. Nope. Took me a couple hours. I just rocked it back and forth. I stayed in that, in that active part of labor. And then I asked the midwife, when do I really push? And she said, whenever you're ready. And so I started to go with it, to go with the labor. Instead of waiting for that urge to bear down and then getting through that urge to bear down and maybe giving a little push because it seemed like the baby wants to come out, but then let it come back in because I'm scared and keep my legs kind of closed on my side. So I started to push. And after a few times, Olive was out, Will caught her, and the rest is history. So when it was time to have Finn, this was almost 10 years later, but same midwives, except for one. I didn't know this gal, so I pretty much made all of my appointments with her because I loved and knew all the other midwives, and I'd be very happy if any of them attended my birth. So, as I'm getting to know this woman, I don't like her. I told her the story pretty much that I just told you, like how awesome my birth was with Olive, how amazing it was. And she looked at me and she said, well, you did hemorrhage. And I was like, oh, huh. I remember the whole like, oh, she's, you know, oh, you know, there's that moment where, oh, you know, you're bleeding a lot. But it stopped, you know, and I'm more of a sprinter, not a long distance runner kind of gal. And so my body sometimes does things swiftly, and maybe sometimes it looks dramatic. And anyway, so the hemorrhage, if you will, that word was never a part of my birth story until the woman made sure I stuck it in there. Notice I took it out. It's not in there. But the word hemorrhage from my first birth, like, really tainted my second. I was already in my 30s, and so it was like a geriatric pregnancy because I was, I don't know, over 36 or whatever it is. I don't remember the whatever. So I get extra ultrasounds just to, you know, make sure that, you know, everything is all right. And now I've got this, oh, and you did bleed on the last one, you know, and I just thought like, oh my God, I'm going to bleed out and die. Oh my gosh, you know, it was really horrible to have to live with and kind of flush and get over that fear. It took me months. And then another example is I went in and I had done my gestational diabetes, the testing. I was going in for my blood draw. The first time I did it with Olive, I wanted to be exact and precise and do it right. And so I decided to drink this orange liquid that they would offer you. The other option would be to have a pancake breakfast with like a quarter cup of maple syrup, which is actually a lot of syrup. It doesn't sound like a lot. I have a sweet tooth. It is a lot of syrup. So my second pregnancy, I'm like, oh, I will do the pancake breakfast. Yeah. So I followed the directions that the midwives had been giving out for years and years and years and years. Came in, saw the new midwife. She was horrified. How many waffles did you have? How much juice did you have? Oh my gosh, wait, what? And I'm like, yeah, this, I mean, is everything, wait, every, I just did what Martha told me to, right? Like, what do you mean? And, you know, she told me that wasn't right. And she was going to get that changed. And, you know, so okay. So now I'm freaked out about my gestational diabetes test that I'm doing wrong. This, you're not fun. You're my least favorite midwife. I kept making my appointments and all that jazz. And when it's time to go in, and I'm having Finn, who is my midwife, it is her. It's her. And my birth plan was pretty much the same. It was really just, you know, no interventions, please. I'll let you know if I need anything. I don't really want to be touched and pet and stroked by strangers. I don't, just please let me be. And I'll let you know if I need support. Thank you so much. And when I wrote that plan, I was really just thinking about like guests and hospital staff and all of that. I don't know if this is just a feeling that I have, but I have a feeling that that midwife saw that plan and said, oh yeah, okay, fine. She sat in the corner with her legs open. And I say that because it looked masculine to me, like a masculine, you know, me growing up, you wouldn't see a woman sit like that with her legs like wide open and her arms crossed and leaning back like she's saying, go ahead, let's see what you can do. I was busy, but like, I was like, ew, just ew. And I just went right back to myself. And so this time with Finn, it was COVID. So I waited until I knew I had to go. And I went to the birth center. And I told them I probably wouldn't have come if I knew they were giving me a COVID test. I really didn't want that to happen. I would rather have the baby in the street. I was such a ninny about having that thing up my nose. I didn't want it. I wasn't interested, but I was like, fine, I'm here anyway. I mean, I had the baby like 45 minutes later. I really was ready to, you know, have the baby. So after they triaged me and gave me my room, I sat on the bed. I turned the TV on. Will was with me. I turned the TV on and I put The Office on. Right, what a show. The Office came on and I told Olive, hey, I just turned The Office on and my water broke. So I got up out of the bed because they had to totally change it because my water broke and I'm really hydrated. So, and then my contractions after my water broke and I got back in the bed, I realized like right away, I said, oh, and, the midwife hadn't been there when my water broke. They called her at some point. She came in. And I'm back in the bed now, and I'm still, of course, having my contractions. And I looked at her and Will and just kind of looked around. I said, on the next contraction, I'm going to have the urge to bear down, and I'm going to push. And on the next contraction, I had the urge to bear down, and I pushed. And I almost pushed my baby all the way out. And then I just did it a couple more times. I waited until my body told me what to do. And I went with it. And I pushed. I trusted my body. I trusted life. And I knew I didn't need the midwife. And I knew it was time to prove to myself, we can do this. I'm not afraid. So it was just a few pushes. And my guardian mama angel just happened to pop in. Same gal. Thank you, Linda. So I'm really glad that I got my last choice. If I would have gotten my favorites, my other midwives, I would have, you know, I would have had a different experience and it would have been lovely. However, I came out of my experience knowing how babies are born in the woods and how, you know, how it does not have to be as scary or traumatic. And when my friend said, what am I doing? Why? My friend, right, who has a business and she has someone ready to invest in her and she's not grabbing the opportunity and she's like, what's wrong with me? And I just said, you're afraid. Like me in my first birth story. I rocked Olive back and forth for 2 hours because I was afraid. Hi, Finn. Do you want to come out and be on the podcast? You want me to come in? Okay. Mama. Come in. I'm going to come in and finish the podcast today, you guys. Hi, my baby. I was talking about you. I was talking about when you came to live with us. And so, I told my friend that when I had Olive, I was really afraid and I needed to control the timing and I needed to take 2 hours to make the decision to go with the flow, to trust my body and to push. And because I had the knowledge from my first birth and the confidence, I was able to go with the flow right from the beginning, right from the get-go. So if we took this all the way, as you know, if we paralleled this, say it takes my friend a year, or it takes my friend some time to say, yes, I'll accept this offer, and it, you know, yeah, it's going to be clunky and scary, and it's going to be this, that, and but then, maybe the next time, something is offered to her, she'll say, oh yeah, I got this. Let's go. Let's push. So I'm a little thrown off track coming inside. I hope this has all made sense. I pretty much said, I'll share my birth stories. And share how they were different. And one way that they were different is because of how afraid I was. I was really afraid the first time, so I really needed to take a lot of time. It wasn't a lot of time, it was a couple hours, but in comparison, the next time I had confidence, I knew what was gonna happen, and I went with it. So, have confidence, trust life, go with it. Go with life and go with your body. And I'm going to go with Finn. Bye, everybody. Oh, Grace says bye-bye. Bye. Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.